We continue our learning. We are in Chagiga Paragimel Mishnah Hey. Our Mishnah is going to continue to teach us examples of where we are more machmir when it comes to truma over kodesh. Min hamodias vilifnim ne'emanim al klei cheres, from the city of Modias, which is Modian, which is 15 mil from Yerushalayim, and from that city and inward towards Yerushalayim. Amei Ha'aretz are believed that the klei cheres, the earthenware vessels that they are selling, are tahor. Now, why do we believe them? Why do we have this kula when it comes? And this, by the way, is only regarding kodesh, which means I want to use these klei cheres for kachim, for menachos, for karbonos meat, or whatever it may be. Then I'm allowed to use these earthenware vessels for that. But to use them for truma, we're not permitted. So we're more machmir, truma for truma, over kodesh. Why is this so? So the answer is because in Yerushalayim, in the area around of Yerushalayim, we needed many, many earthenware vessels for kachim. And this is because our kli cheres that you cook kachim in, it could be menachos, could be meat that was for karbonos. So the halacha is that after a day or two, depending on how long you could eat the karbon, that meat, which is, let's say, what is absorbed into the walls of the kli, becomes nosar. And nosar, leftover karbon meat, the halacha is you're supposed to burn. Here it's not leftover karbon meat, it's absorbed into the wall. But that blia, as we know when it comes to the general laws of taruvos and basa b'chalav, so that blia is a problem. Now, what would you have to do with that? So we would say, well, you're kosher it, I want to use it with meat, now we're using it for dairy, the way to kosher. That works fine when it comes to metal, let's say. When it comes to earthenware vessels, so you can't do that. The only thing you could do, based on the pasuk, Vayikra Paragvav, ukli cheres asher tivushal bo yishaver, it has to be broken. So think about that. All the times you're cooking carbon meat and you're using earthenware vessels, so once they become noser, once, depending on the carbon, let's say shlamim, can only be eaten for day and a night in between. So after those 2 days, if it was absorbed, the meat taste was absorbed into the wool of the kli cheres, so then you have to break it. Nothing you could do. So you needed many, many earthenware vessels for karbanos in the city of Yerushalayim. And you couldn't only go to a chaver, someone was careful with tumah v'tahara, it just wasn't enough available. So you had to buy from Amei Haaretz as well. And because of this need, the chachamim were makil that we have the right to go to Kadarim, to those who sell earthenware vessels, from anywhere from Modian towards Yerushalayim. Within that, that's considered a derech or krova. Modian is one that we have in Mishnayos and Psachim, the ninth parak. We speak about the halach of Karban Pesach. So Karban Pesach, we know if you're tamei or b'derech rechoka, you're exempt from Pesach Rishon. You can do Pesach Sheni. The Mishnah there says from Modian, from 15 mil, from around 15 kilometers towards Yerushalayim. Once you're, that's what's considered close enough, but you have the excuse of derech rechoka if you could not get, if you're beyond Modian. So then more than 15 mil from Yerushalayim. So in the year Derech Rechoka, you have the exemption, you can bring Pesach Sheni. So here also we use that distance, the 15 mil, where we allow the Kadarim to sell, the Amei Haaretz to sell them Becheskas Tara, and we have the right to rely on that for Kachim specifically and not for Truma. Min ha-modiyis vilachutz, ain't ne'emanim. But if it's beyond Modian, more than 15 from Yerushalayim, so they're not ne'eman. Ketzad asked the Mishnah, how does it work? So watch, ha-kadar shehu mocher ha-kderos, the one who's selling the kderos, nichnas, who's selling the earthenware vessels, nichnas lifnim min ha-modiyis, he may have made these outside Modian, beyond, but he's now selling them from Modian and closer to Yerushalayim. So hu ha-kadar, that, and we're going to understand this the way Rashi does, that specific kadar, that potter, that seller of earthenware pots who comes from Odin, he is believed, which means that if he gave them to another kadar, you would not be able to believe that other kadar. Vein hakteros, the Mishnah says. Not only that, those specific pots that he brought in, those vessels he brought in, he's believed about. But if, let's say, he would join together other pots, other than were vessels of other sellers, of other people, you cannot rely on that. Vehein halokhim. And not only that, only the people who are purchasing, which means the people who saw the kadar walk in with his pots, from outside to come in and sell them, and he's been, and they saw him come in with them, so then he is Naaman. But if people did not see him come in with those pots, so then he is not Naaman. So that's what the Mishnah means, according to Rashi at least. Hu ha-kadar, v'heina k'deros, only that kadar, only those k'deros he brought in, v'heina l'okhim, and only the people who saw him, Naaman. Yatza, if he leaves, for he's selling them now beyond Modi and beyond the 15 mil, Eino Naaman, he's not believed at all on the Kederos outside beyond Modiin. Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Hagavoyim. These are Jews, but they were appointed by the government and the Amei Haaretz to collect taxes. So Shenichnu Sulisol Chabayis. They walked into the house, to someone's house, because the person didn't pay his taxes, so they're going to take a mashkon, a collateral. Or V'chein HaGanovim Shechziru Es HaKelim. Well, let's say you have people who are thieves, Jews who are thieves, they stole Klei Cheres, and now they want to do tshuva, and they return them to the Baal. So you have to be worried. Maybe these gabayim, the tax collectors, or ameirot, maybe they came in rummaging around the house and they touched different things and made them tame. Or the ganav, who's now returning these earthenware vessels to you. It's very nice. He's doing tshuva, but nonetheless, maybe I have to assume they're tame. Ne'emanim lomar lo naganu. The gabayim are believed to say, we only touched the kelim that we took as a mashkon. But the other kelim are Torah, you don't have to worry about that. And the ganavim are believed to say that the kelim that they're returning, they never touched them. And didn't touch the inside, at least. Now, obviously, they stole them, they had to touch them. But it means they didn't touch the inside, and klei cheres are only mitam mekabel tumah from the inside, not from the outside. And that's one way to understand the Mishnah. Some of Farshim say that they're believed for kodesh, but not for truma, and therefore our Mishnah is another example of where truma is more chamer. And other Rishonim say, no, this is a halacha that applies, this ne'emanus applies even to cases of truma. Uvi Yushalayim, ne'emanin al ha-kodesh, and Yushalayim, these people are believed even for kodesh. What does that mean? So Bryce and the Gemara explains like this. Amei Aretz in Yushalayim are believed on all klei cheres. Whether they are gedolim, large klei cheres, or they're ketanim. And now, in Mishnah, when we spoke about klei cheres, so there, we have to understand that the klei cheres that we said that they're believed for the klei cheres, if from Modiin and in, that's only smaller klei cheres. Kederos, little pots, vikosos, and cups, and things like that. So those are what was generally needed for the karbanos. But larger klei cheres in that Mishnah, so we didn't, they're not believed. Ah, that's from Modiin toward Yushalayim. Armitz is coming to teach me that in Yushalayim proper, Amei Aretz are believed on all klei cheres, even large klei cheres. Why is that? Because in Yushalayim we can't have any furnaces because we don't want any smoke in Yushalayim. So, at least from the furnaces, we don't smoke from Yushalayim. So, and therefore we don't have a lot of klei cheres in Yushalayim. And since we need even klei cheres gedolim, large ones, for in the mikdash, the chachamim didn't make a gzera even on the larger klei cheres. But for truma, which don't need a lot of kelim, as we mentioned in the previous mishnah, the truma doesn't need. The karbanos do need. So therefore, they're not neman in Yushalayim on klei cheres. Then the Mishnah says of Shas HaRegel, but at the time of the Regel, well, everyone's mitar themselves to be Ole Regel, even Amei Aretz. So Amei Aretz are believed in Yushalayim Afala Truma, even on Kalim to use them for Truma. What's this based on? Pasuk in Shoftim Perichaf Ayeosef Kol Ish Yisrael Eloir Ki Ish Echad Chaverim. The Pasuk says that when it's Vayeosef Kol Ish Yisrael, when the Jewish people gather together that we do on the Regel, there are Chaverim. They have the status of a chaver, one who's careful on Tumah Vatara, and therefore we have the right to rely, even for Truma purposes, b'shas haregel, on buying earthenware vessels, even large ones, from Amei Haaretz.